My first guest this morning is going to be photographer Gene Peach, whose new book of photographs of our city different is called Just Santa Fe. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the second half with Joanna Harcourt-Smith, who also has a new book out. Hers is a memoir of her relationship with LSD guru Timothy Leary. So good morning, Gene. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Hollis. Thanks for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you've got a book signing and a talk tonight at Collected Works at 6.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, and I hope all my friends come out, and we have a good turnout.
And some other people, too, maybe, along with those friends. Some new friends.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is a beautiful book.
Thank
you. Beautiful photography book of your work, published by Museum of New Mexico Press. And we were just talking off mic about the incredible editor Mary Walks and designer David Skolkin, who are with Museum of New Mexico Press and have been doing beautiful books for them for years. So you said you were really excited to get to work with them.
Yeah, I worked with them before. We did the my cowboy book about 10 years ago, Making a Hand, Growing Up Cowboy in New Mexico, which I shot over about a seven-year period, visiting ranches all across New Mexico, which completely changed my perspective on Santa Fe and on New Mexico itself. I just got to know this state inside, this wonderful state inside out. And so we had Mary and David and I had a long, we had a good working history, and when I came up with the idea of doing a Santa Fe book, they're the only people that I wanted to work with.
Well, now, why do we, I wonder, why did you think we needed another book of photographs of Santa Fe?
It's ridiculous. This small town has more books. Fort Wayne, Indiana is double the size, and I don't think there are many books about Fort Wayne, Indiana. not knocking them, but there have been so many books, and I did a book about what, it came out in 2010, the Globe Pequot Press, called Santa Fe Icons, 50 Symbols of the City Different. It was sort of a formulaic book that they did a whole series of on many towns, you know, New York icons, LA icons, whatever. And so I did all the photography for that. And I thought that that would be, oh, it was, I also want to mention that Camille Flores wrote a wonderful text to that. I was, you know, it seems that every photographer I know, it seems, has a Santa Fe book.
Right.
And I thought that, I was worried that Santa Fe Icons was my last chance of doing a Santa Fe book. And I was talking last year with Rick Palmer at Garcia Books. We were talking about my Making a Hand book, the cowboy book. And to my great surprise, he told me that what he really needs, what his customers really want and have been asking for, is a really beautiful Santa Fe coffee table book. And it floored me. I thought the world was flooded with Santa Fe coffee table books. And I dashed over to Collected Works, and I talked with Dorothy Massey there, and I asked her this, and she said the exact same question. So I fired off an email to Mary Walks at the Museum Press. They had a meeting that day, and she got back to me that afternoon.
You're
and said,
kidding.
Let's hop on this.
that's the fastest turnaround of anybody's book proposal, I'm sure.
I really shouldn't even repeat that or make that public.
Right, Mary's going to get 100 emails today.
I know. I'm sorry, Mary. We have a wonderful working relationship.
And did you, Gene, were most of these books from your archives of photographs you've taken of Santa Fe over the years, or did you go shoot for this book?
Both. I've been shooting this town for over 25 years. And I would say, you know, looking at the book, well, the Yoda's photo in the entire book is the cover photo.
Oh.
Which I took a year before I moved here. I moved here in 89, not that long ago. And I took the photo on the trip I made the year before to decide whether to actually make the leap or not. And it's a photo of the anthropology lab, John Gaumeem's anthropology lab, up on Museum Hill. and which was very different in 1988 than it is now.
Yes, it was. There was nothing up there except the Laboratory of Anthropology.
Exactly. And I would say maybe 20% of the photos are over 5 years old. They were shot on film, and then probably 80% of the remaining photos were done within the last 5 years. But once the museum press and I decided to go for this book, it was last year in March, and I just shot nonstop.
Uh-huh.
New stuff.
Uh-huh.
All last spring, all last summer, just constantly shooting.
And the book is organized by season.
Yeah, that was Mary's idea.
Uh-huh.
I think that one of the things I'm most proud of with the book is I created the narrative structure.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you start at page one and you go through the book, there's a very real linear structure to the book. It tells a story,
mm-hmm.
and it's not accidental. I worked very hard, and I'm very proud of having done that. But it was the seasons was always Mary's idea from day one.
Well, and the book does tell a story. It tells our story.
Yeah.
Of a year in Santa Fe in pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a very particular sort of way. I mean, it includes many photographs of the famous downtown sites of
mm-hmm.
Santa Fe and the famous downtown our events of Santa Fe that occur
mm-hmm.
on and around the plaza, such as Indian Market, fiestas, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has beautiful landscapes. The moonscapes especially are so gorgeous. You know, we all see that beautiful moon up there, and we get our little cameras out and we take pictures, and it never looks like anything. And and you have gorgeous pictures in there. And there are people, but the people are generally contextualized with the events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, how did you decide to approach it that way?
Well, I think the focus more than anything is on the culture, on the endless layers of cultural activities in this town. There's so much that goes on in this town. It's just amazing. And So, the book has the Adobe Beauty shots, it has landscapes, skies, all that. But I think about probably 75% of it is people and cultural activities. And my main focus, what I really wanted to create a book that locals can relate to and care about. So many of the Santa Fe books, there have been some really beautiful Santa Fe books created and published, but a lot of them are just geared toward, other books are just geared toward tourists with
uh-huh.
a very outsider point of view. And I wanted to do something that locals can care about. Because
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, they look at those books with the 5-star restaurants and the, you know, and the $1 million houses and can't, you know, is this the town I live in? Is this town, you know, my family is in? And I just really wanted to show that so much activity going on here.
Right. But it is, I think, because it's focused on the cultural, it does have this intense focus sort of on the plaza, the
yeah.
downtown area and all of that. There aren't any pictures of that I recall of the rodeo, or maybe there is?
Well, it ends with some of my country rodeo shots.
Oh,
rodeo
okay.
de Santa Fe isn't included for some personal reasons,
uh-huh.
but I did the, you know, I know the rodeo world extremely well, and I ended the book, you know, the last sort of section of the book is called Out of Town.
Uh-huh.
And there are several landscapes just showing the diverse, beautiful landscapes that we're surrounded with. And then the very last spread is just a taste of what I, you know, rural New Mexico culture, which
mm-hmm.
rodeo is a very big part of.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, there are probably 1,000 rodeos, if you count everything, every year in the state of New Mexico. And I've been to many of them. And I just wanted to end with a little taste of this, you know, surrounding rural culture, this rural culture surrounding Santa Fe, because so few Santa Feans are aware that, you know, that we're surrounded by these ranching communities.
Right. I was also interested, actually, I was kind of surprised to see the pictures from the Gay Pride Parade. And oh, I was surprised, honestly, because Museum of New Mexico Press is a part of our state government, you know, and there are often a lot of politics involved in what can get into a book or a publication that has the imprimatur of the state on it. But you were telling me that you had complete creative control. With Marion.
Well, it's a three. The three of us were always sort of compromising with each other. It's a big process doing a book, doing the editing, deciding what makes the book, what doesn't make the book. A lot of tears were shed, but no blood was shed. You know,
and the gay pride photos. Do you talk about that?
Well, maybe the gay pride parade. Well, it's just one of the events. I mean, you can't really do a portrait of Santa Fe without mentioning the gay community, which has been here just such a colorful, such a major part of the cultural scene here. And maybe the parade is the best representation of the community. I don't know. You know,
drag but it's
queens
kind of the
behaving
only,
badly.
Yeah, but it's kind of the only. Or one of the very few major public events that involves the gay community. So that was a good way to illustrate the gay community.
Right.
10 years ago, I don't know, would those pictures have been in this book?
I had pictures of the Gay Pride Parade 10 years ago.
Oh, in your last Santa Fe
but
book, okay.
No, they didn't make the last Santa Fe book. I had no control over the content of that. But I certainly had photo. You know, the Gay Pride Parade used to be much bigger, and on the plaza itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now it's in the rail yard.
So, do you have favorite photos? By the way, I just want to let our listening audience know I'm talking to Jean Peach, a photographer here in Santa Fe who's done a beautiful new book called Santa Fe, just images of our town and its many cultural events and contexts. And he'll be talking tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. So, sorry I interrupted. Let's go back.
No,
favorite photos that you included in the book?
Hard to say.
There's so many, right?
They're all favorite photos. The editing process... you know, I've been shooting this town for 25 years. I have two filing cabinets completely filled with slides, and then I have cases and cases of DVDs filled with digital files. And so just pouring through everything, I started digging out some photos that had never seen the light of day, that some old slides taken 20 years ago that I'd never even put a slide mount on. One example is the Walking Rain photo.
Oh, yeah.
And which is actually the secondary cover of the book. You know,
After you take the paper cover off, then that photograph of what he's calling Walking Rain is imprinted on the actual book cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say I've never heard that phrase, Walking Rain.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's just I've always heard the phrase.
It refers to when you see that sheet of white coming down to the ground, it's walking rain.
Yeah, it's just sort of strolling around.
And such a classic Santa Fe summer image.
It is, thank you.
To see that.
And of course the lightning shots. Uh-huh. But it's such a long editing process. And I started off giving them, I think I submitted 700 photos.
Oh my gosh.
And from that, we really started shaping the narrative. And then it was just a give and take, especially between David, the designer, and I, over, you know, at times I would just, you know, I just couldn't believe what he was cutting out. You know, it's any creative process, collaborative, you know, creative process is like that. And then so it was always, you know, I would say, David, I love that photo. How can you not put, I absolutely love it.
I have to have that one.
And then David would say, oh, well, I'm very happy for you that I love that photo, but he's certainly not going to consider putting it in the book.
Well, somebody had to make the decisions or else you'd have a book with 700 photos, right?
Well, why not? I mean, my theory with my work is more is more. I mean, I don't care about this less and more.
Yeah.
Less is
how
more.
How many photographs did you end up with in the book?
A little under 150.
Wow.
I thought we're going to have at least two, you know, more than that.
Uh-huh.
But a little under 150. And again, it was just... you know, everything having a narrative function, telling a story.
Yeah, there are some quite a few really wonderful shots that have time-lapse in there.
Oh, you mean the long shutter?
Yeah, long shutter speed. The one with, like, the Santa Fe Opera with the traffic going up the hill.
Oh, well, there's that. But the style that I love, that I think people associate with me a lot, and I wish we had a lot more in there, were the combination of flash and long shutter speed, like some of the plaza dancing and the powwow shot. And
you mean where the images of the dancers are blurred?
Yeah.
Because the shutter time
blurred
is so long.
And and purple skies, and yet at the same time, there are details that are frozen and very sharp.
It's a spectacular photograph. And where was that taken?
That was, I think, the first official Santa Fe powwow in 1990 at the racetrack. And it started, of course, there are powwows active all throughout the West, all throughout America. But they had that first at the racetrack when the racetrack was still operating. And then I think they eventually moved it to Milwaukee.
And there are actually quite a few photographs in there, and I think you mentioned in the text of Indian dances on the pueblos.
Yeah.
And that most of those were taken a long time ago.
Yeah, because I think for very good reason, some pueblos have never permitted photography, and at least in decades. I have some photos taken at Santa Clara Pueblo of ceremonial dances, of a corn dance. And I do sort of mention in the caption that the photo was taken, I think, in 1991. And just sort of letting the public know that, and reminding the Pueblo officials also that the photos were taken with permission a long time ago.
You
These
didn't sneak in and do this.
No, I wouldn't dare do that.
Right.
And I don't blame the Pueblos at all for prohibiting photography. It's
sure.
just these things become a media event, and there's no need for the public to take these photos. I feel lucky that I have a number of photos that I was able to do in the early in the 80s and early 90s.
And it's one of the things that makes the book so special, because both for visitors and people who live here, because most of us don't have photographs of the dances, and people who live here and to visit. Going to the dances is usually a really important thing, and those images are really powerful.
Christmas Day, thank you, and Christmas Day especially. I mean, you know, one can be here at Christmas and not have presents, not have money, not have family,
right?
You know, and yet go to the go to Canyon Road on Christmas Eve and go to the Pueblo dances on Christmas Day. Or go to Pueblo dances on Christmas Eve, and just have an eventful, wonderful time.
Yeah, there's a whole section of photographs of the Canyon Road, the Luminaria Walk, Farolito Walk, whichever.
That's
really wonderful.
A beautiful event. And for a while, I was living. I went back to Boston just in the 90s, in the mid-90s, just to try to make a living, because we all know what it's like to survive here in Santa Fe. And Christmas came along, and my ex-wife and I would just look at each other, and there's nothing to do because we're spoiled by Santa Fe,
right?
Especially on Christmas Eve. Everywhere else, Christmas Eve is everything is closed.
Right.
On
and
Christmas Eve, everything is shut down, and yet Santa Fe and Northern and New Mexico itself has these wonderful, beautiful
events. And they bring us together with community. There are people I see on the Farolito Walk every year. I might not see them all year long.
Yeah.
But that's one of those places you can be guaranteed to run into, you know, your local friends. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
It's a beautiful event.
So in the process of doing this book, did you come up with an idea for more books? You've got a couple other books in the pipeline already, don't you?
In the works. I think every photographer dreams of doing books, and this is my third book, and I consider myself extremely lucky to do that. I'm so satisfied with my cowboy bookmaker in hand, and I'm
let me stop you. I think
this.
It's hard to hear that the title. It's making a hand.
I asked every cowboy I know what defines a real cowboy, and every single one of them replied, "Making a hand," which is work skills, work attitude, uh-huh. being a contributing member of the workforce, mm-hmm. of the ranch workforce. Mm-hmm. And it's all about work skills. Cowboys are about, first of all, cowboys are agricultural people,
right. Period.
And it has nothing to do with blazing six shooters. I've known some of the best cowboys alive, and I've never seen any of them work cattle with blazing six shooters. Yeah.
So you're going to be talking tonight at Collected Works at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
With your beautiful book.
Yes, thank you.
And signing books.
And Christine Mather, author of the Santa Fe Style series of books and many other books, and a person with wonderful perspective on this town, very knowledgeable perspective on this town. She wrote the introduction to my Santa Fe book, and she'll be there.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to do, she'll introduce me, and then we're going to do an interview type format.
Uh-huh.
But mostly just hoping and encouraging audience members to ask questions.
Wonderful, wonderful. Gene, thanks so much for being here with me today. I'm sure everybody enjoyed hearing you. We're going to take a break. Please stay tuned to the Radio Cafe.